Russ Brown, Daniel Shirley, back with you here at Midday Sports Zone. That's a great karaoke song, by the way. I'm sorry. Kind of got lost in the memory there. No, I'm not. We don't have open phones. We've got Matt Mershell. Matt Mershell of the Orlando Sentinel joining us on the program to talk some college football. Matt, good to have you back on the show, and that can only mean one thing. College football is right around the corner. I know you're as excited as we are.
Oh, for sure. We're, what, 2 weeks away just for the kickoff of the – less than 2 weeks away for the kickoff of the season when you look at Florida and Miami getting things started here. And I'm ready, like you guys probably are as well. We're tired of talking about football. It's time to actually watch them on the football field.
That is correct. 11 days away from Miami and Florida, and that's exactly where we wanted to start. I wanted to ask you, how surprised were you yesterday when the news came out that Manny Diaz has announced Jaren Williams as his starting quarterback?
I was shocked a little bit. I mean, listen, I think we knew that this decision was going to probably be one of the biggest things that Manny was going to have to face going into this game, you know, who was going to be his starting quarterback. And I think a lot of people assumed that Tate Martell was going to be the guy based on the fact that he transferred in and got the immediate waiver from the NCAA when he came from Ohio State, and then N'Kozie Perry, who had familiarity with the offense. But I think when you look at what Manny is saying with the statement, basically, is that, you know, it's not what everyone thinks it's going to be. You know, we're going to go with the best guy who's going to help us win this game. And they feel like that Williams really kind of fits well in what Dan Enos, you know, and the offense they want to run there. He feels like he's got a stronger arm, feels like he's had a better grasp of the offense. This is why I think camp is so important, because I think this is where guys get an opportunity maybe to see who can kind of take that next step and maybe separate himself from the pack. And I think you're seeing that in this case. I think Williams was able to do that. And really kind of, like I said, took some people by surprise, including myself. But again, this is the decision that Manny has to make, and he has to get it out of the way now, because they've got to turn to start getting focused on game planning and getting ready for facing the Gators.
Matt, what do you think happens with Perry and Martell? I mean, are they does Martell transfer again? Does Perry transfer? I mean, I guess that's what we're seeing now in college football. But and did Martell just make a mistake by transferring to Miami?
Well, you know, yeah, that's the big question. I think, you know, there was a lot going on when Martell got to Miami. I think people, you know, they saw what he was doing on the practice field. They saw in some of the scrimmages. I got a chance to catch him when he was here in Orlando when Miami did one of their little spring games here. And he didn't look sharp. He didn't look good. I mean, and some of that is, listen, when a guy transfers to a new program, it takes some time to get adjusted to the offense. It takes some time to get adjusted to the coaching staff, the players in the locker room. That can take a little bit of time, but he's had all summer to do that. And to not be able to get that locker room there says a lot about maybe what he was kind of presenting to this coaching staff. And for them to not believe he was the right move says a lot, you know. And I also think N'Kozie Perry, is a guy who was a backup last year, 2 years ago, stepped on, saw a little bit more of an opportunity last season. I think he's sitting there thinking, okay, well, if Williams struggles, you know the coach is probably going to go to me. I'm going to be the guy who can still step out and win this game. You hope that all three guys come in there and still continue to fight and try to continue to push for this, you know, starting job. But you've seen what Tate has done in the past. He's transferred two or three times in his career. I don't know if a fourth time it really makes much sense. And if it does, I mean, what does that really say about what you really consider his chances at Miami?
Matt Mershell of the Orlando Sentinel, our guest here on the program. Matt, we've had a lot of talk about transfers on the show over the course of the summer, as you can imagine. Just here in this state, Luke Ford, that situation, transferring from Georgia to Illinois, not eligible. Brenton Cox, who just transferred from Georgia to Florida, they're trying to get a waiver from him. J.D. King, the Oklahoma State transfer to Georgia Southern, they haven't made a decision yet, they being the NCAA. What is your take on all of this that we're seeing with the transfers and the waivers and the denials of waivers? Where are you at on that?
Well, I mean, I think the transfer portal gets too much grief for I don't think the portal itself is what's causing all this. I think what happened is, you know, there was a rush of players who thought it's much easier now to go ahead and make a decision to transfer. Most of these guys, I've spoken with a couple guys who've transferred, and they told me, surprisingly, they never even talked to their coaching staff, the staff that they were on at the school beforehand. They just put their name in the transfer portal, and that was it. They were contacted by other schools, and then they made the decision and moved on. So it's different than what it used to be. It used to be when a kid transferred, he went in and sat down with a coach. Maybe the coach would have a discussion with the player. Maybe you could talk him into staying. Maybe you can kind of work out what's going on in his head. Nowadays, that's not the case. Kids just kind of decide, I'm done with this. I'm going to move on. And now that we saw this instances where guys are getting these waivers from the NCAA, I think now you're seeing more and more kids thinking, well, this is what's going to happen to me. You know, I'm going to be able to transfer right away and be immediately eligible. The NCAA has done this for, you know, It's done it for Tate Martell. It's done it for Justin Fields. It's done it for some of these other guys. I should be able to get that kind of waiver as well. That's not going to happen. Those things are changing. The NCAA has decided it's going to move forward and try to make some more sweeping changes. They don't want it just to become free agency. They don't want it to become a situation where guys are moving just left and right, and you know, we've got hundreds of players out there right now. As it is, guys, there are players in the transfer portal right now who are going to have to make tough decisions. Probably not going to be able to transfer to an FBS school. Probably going to have to go FCS because there are no other opportunities out there because slots are filling up really fast.
Matt, do you like the Miami-Florida game being so early? I mean, I know we do because we want the season to get started. But just in general, I mean, that's really early for these two teams to be playing a game.
Yeah, it is, you know. But I'm, you know, listen, the college football fan in me, as you just hinted, really wants to see this. There's nothing going on. There's one game. I think it's Arizona, Hawaii. This game kind of kicks off the special season. I don't think if this was the 150th anniversary season of college football, I don't think this game gets moved to this spot. I think they just go with what it would be week zero type format and move on from there. But because of the specialty of the season, because of the anniversary, I think everyone wanted to do something special to kick it off, and they figured this would be the type of game to do it. So, I mean, this is just kind of a one-time thing. I know the coaches had to really kind of ramp up things and get down a little sooner than they probably wanted to. But to me, I mean, this is going to be fun. It's the only game really on. I think it'll do really well ratings-wise, TV rating-wise. I think everyone will be tuning in. Whether you're a Gators fan or Canes fan, you're going to tune in because it's college football. And I think that's going to be huge for them. Now, what we see on the football field, I'm sure coaches are trying to, especially at Florida and Miami, are trying to hurry up and make sure it's good and make sure they get off on the right foot.
Finishing up with Matt Marshall here of the Orlando Sentinel. He covers college football for the paper there. Matt, looking at this year's top 10 in the coaches poll, at least, I know the AP poll is due out soon. Texas, Notre Dame, Florida, Michigan, LSU, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Georgia, Alabama, Clemson. Were there any surprises in the top 10 for you?
Not so much. I think we all knew what we're kind of going to see at the top. You know, we knew that LSU was probably going to be the second best team behind Alabama. You know, Texas maybe being 10, to me, I think Texas is a little high. You know, I'm just not sold yet that they're 100% back. I think they're on the right track, and I think based on what happened last year in the Sugar Bowl, I think they can showcase the fact that they are getting there. But 10 seems a little bit high. You know, but honestly, when you look at that list, you know, Auburn at 16 was a little high to me as well. I mean, based on what Auburn returns, you know, when you look at their talent level on the team, look at what's going on there. You got to wonder a little bit, you know, having them there. But when I look at this list, I mean, this is an enticing group. If look at the top four, you know, for the possible playoffs, you got Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, and Oklahoma. I don't think there'd be few fans that would argue against seeing those four teams up there. But and there's plenty out behind them. So to me, really, there were just a couple minor things, but nothing that I thought was egregious.
Well, Matt, we are excited to have you on with us again this season. We look forward to your coverage throughout the year. And hey, man, next time we talk to you, we'll be 4 days away from Florida and Miami.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited to see that game, and I'm excited to kick off some college football.
Awesome. Hey, Matt, thanks for the time as always. We do appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Take care.